Ralph Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show, True Seeker of the Far North. And I think we have a guest, Lisa Macy. I'm not sure if she's called in yet. An attorney is going to be on the show. And if she does, we will be talking about child custody in Florida. We had an interesting situation here. Greg, that's been, for the people who have been listening, they were going to take his children. I thought he might call in. I'm not sure. They were going to take his five children. Okay. Go ahead, Greg. Hello.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Why don't you give us a brief description of what happened this week down there in Florida?
Well, I went to court. I was in court Thursday, yesterday at 9 o'clock in the morning. This was termination hearing. And they had everything set on their side, ready to go. And I filed a motion to for an independent judge based upon the cooperative agreements that the state has between the judicial branch and the executive branch. I wasn't able to get a fair hearing. And so upon that motion and the documentation that was presented that I received from Tallahassee, they went ahead and gave me an independent judge. This judge that came in, Judge Ulmer, who was replacing Judge Mary L. Fleming, he was just going to railroad me right through the court system. He was just... you know, and that's what they had planned, and I just thank the Lord God. I mean, it's been like one miracle after another of stopping this. But you know, and so it was just something to be very grateful and thankful for.
So basically, you discovered that the judge and the Department of Law and all of the child enforcement and the sheriff, all these people have contracts behind the scenes, and the object of that contract is to make money off of you, right?
Right, us and our kids.
Yeah, and so, and they get federal grants, and you submitted, I think, in that motion for an independent judge to where the judicial system of Florida through the clerk of the court and the Department of Revenue, which is the executive branch, had actually contracted together, which is totally unconstitutional for money. Is that right?
That's correct. Supposed to be a separation of powers, but go ahead.
And they had notified you of all these contracts behind the scenes prior to this, you putting in this motion.
Right. And I'm just... go ahead.
So what actually happened then when you were sitting in this courtroom there? Can you give us just a brief description of what actually happened in the courtroom when you were sitting in there?
Yeah, well, the courtroom, usually it's just me, and if I can get someone else to come in. On the other side, there's probably about 20 people, four or five attorneys from the state, guardium ad litem, case managers, and they've got the whole bunch of them in there. And so at that point, you know, what happened, it just went ahead and took a recess. And when he came back, another judge come walking in, and he was the new judge to take over.
Did they clear the courtroom before they did this?
Yep, they cleared the courtroom. Everybody left. And this judge that I got, this independent judge, seemed to be he was an older man. He's been a judge for 22 years, and he just said, he said he's going to follow this thing out, right? The state attorney really objected and was kind of upset about it, But this judge just said no. He said we're going to follow this thing and find out what happened. The problem is they set it up again for September. You're talking about we're here in the month of May and you're going to September that I'm going to go another. They're going to be separated from my wife all this time, seeing our kids 2 hours a month. Our kids are just going to be in this system another going on. It's going to be over 3 long years now, Ralph.
Well, we have a lot of things. You want us to stay on if Lisa doesn't show up or if she may have got detained or something. And we'll talk more about that in a Supreme Court case. And we'll go to break right now.
Welcome. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Back from break, and have a guest on the show today that is an attorney in four states, studied at Pepperdine University of Law, studied with Chief Justice William Rehnquist, our now deceased, the Supreme Court Justice of the United States, has worked with the Trump Organization and many other accomplishments. Are you there, Lisa?
Good afternoon, Ralph. How are you? And thank you so much for having me as your guest today.
Well, thank you. And this is Lisa. Is it Macy?
Yes.
And you're in Florida. You're an attorney in Florida. Is that correct?
Yes, Ralph. I'm in Boca Raton, Florida.
Uh-huh. Could you give us some sort of a description? Because you work in family law or have worked in that area and the child custody issue in Florida?
Yes. I've written and lectured extensively in the field of family law. I've been practicing law for almost 19 years now, and my primary field of practice is family law, and I also do litigation and appellate work in that area. And I am a board member of the National Network of Family Law Policy, which is a nationwide organization. I've also been selected for judicial interview panels for judicial electoral candidates. I've been a founding member of a local court watch group we have here in Palm Beach County, Florida, called FACTS, Families Against Court Travesties. And I've also worked as a special master and a hearing officer.
Well, can you give us some examples of some of the problems that you're seeing in the child custody issue down in Florida?
Oh, there are a lot of them. If I could just backtrack a little bit, I wanted to tell your listeners how I became actively involved in exposing injustice in the family courts. And this came about, I would say, roughly 6-7 years ago in my own divorce, when I was the target of corruption, misconduct, and general injustice within the family courts in the state of Florida. And it was at that point, you know, and through the punishing process that I became awakened and was able to see what I had to go through as an attorney who was a litigant, because it's much different being the litigant than being the attorney and standing on the outside and seeing what's going on. And I saw what I had to go through, and other people who are in the process, you know, I couldn't even imagine what they were going through, individuals, parents who are unfamiliar with the rules, the laws, and the system in general. And it was at that point that I was determined to take a stand and to seek change and to speak out about the injustices that are going on.
So what sort of injustices, if you care to share with us, were you exposed to in your particular instance?
Well, in the family courts, it appears that the system is being abused, and I guess there are numerous examples. The poorly written laws, that's probably the first thing. Guardians ad litem, who really aren't there. They're supposed to be guardians on behalf of the children. And when they get involved in the process, they're not acting in the best interest of the children. And the system is basically set up frequently when it does get to contested litigation as a punishment. Just going through the process is a punishment to the litigants, not resulting in maintaining the family estate, but frequently depleting it. And I know that the family attorneys are at times the cause of that as well. And another incident is an unaccountable judiciary, psychologists feeding at the trough. Psychologists have now become involved in the family court process, and they're getting involved more and more. I don't know what their involvement is in the state of Alaska, but I know in Florida they've become very involved, and really they're not knowledgeable about the system. And it's just another siphon off of the marital estate, more bloodletting, as I may call it.
So I guess, would it be fair to say, too, do they disclose that they have these cooperative agreements behind the scenes between the different courts and the sheriff and the Department of Revenue and all of these people, and in those contracts, like the one for that I've looked at in Florida, which is like one in Alaska, their goal is to make money?
No, that isn't disclosed. And I think one of the biggest problems that I've seen that in is the juvenile court. Now, I don't know how it is in Alaska, but in Florida we have two separate courts, juvenile and family. And the juvenile court, and I know I heard Greg on the line earlier, and I believe that that's what he had gone through, the juvenile court, in terms of Department of and part of the functioning of the juvenile court does deal heavily with these cooperative agreements as well. And I think that is a big factor why the courts are so quick to terminate parental rights. It doesn't seem that there is due process there as well. And the adoptions, I think that's another area of perfidy, the whole adoption process.
Well, I find it absolutely shocking. And what we're doing, working with Greg, doing some research, they give $5,000 per child in Florida, and they're trying to up it, but only if you're a state employee per child to be adopted?
Yes. Well, it's interesting because recently we had a new governor elected, and part of the process, when I was going around listening to the candidates talk about their platform for elections, was that they were interested in raising the fee so that families that would adopt children would be given $20,000 by the state. Like, and to me, it's just horrendous. You know, here you have families. Why not give that to the parent who is suffering. Frequently, one of the reasons why the parents are in the position that they are is due to a lack of funds. And then to say that you're going to give the family adopting the child who has parents who are there, who are frequently not represented properly in those courts, and whose rights are being terminated due to their status as being impoverished and not able to properly care for the children as a result of the money situation.
Well, I thought it was quite enlightening that it only has to do with state employees. If you're one of the people of the or citizen of Florida, you're not included to get these type of pecuniary rewards for adopting children.
There is a benefit that goes to the state of Florida for every children that is taken into custody by DCF, a financial benefit.
Mm-hmm.
When they have them in residential custody, which means they take them out of the house, they're getting a financial benefit. And it's the same thing with incarcerating people. Why are so many more people being incarcerated now than 10 years ago? It's because the whole jail system, prison system, that's a whole financial moneymaker right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked at Florida, and if I got this right, there's $10,800 automatically sitting there, $5,000 for the attorneys, $5,000 for the foster care and any of the medical people that get attached to this, and $800 for court costs without anybody even looking, just like a credit card.
Yeah, and that definitely seems to be a problem, doesn't it?
It looks to me like it's justice for sale.
Yes, and it's an incentive for DCF and these juvenile courts to act improperly and to take children out of their homes.
Well, I find it just shocking because, like in Greg's case, I mean, the lady that was involved there filed a false document on 26 different cases and felony charges, and so we have the root of the poisonous tree. Doctrine that kicks in, and yet they've still got his children, and because everybody's making money, and nobody will turn loose, because if they do, they lose money and they'd be out of a job eventually.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I always tell people. If your case is not handled properly from the beginning, it's almost impossible to reverse the situation. And with DCF, one of the biggest problems you could ever do is to let them into your life. You know, when the DCF comes knocking at the door to start an investigation, that's when people need to call their lawyer before they even open the door. Because once you open the door, let DCF into your house, let the sheriff's office into your house to investigate your home, and you don't stand on your Fourth Amendment rights, you don't protect your home, you don't protect your family, then you're letting in unwarranted government intrusion. And that's when the courts get involved, DCF gets involved, and I've seen not only Greg's case, but I've seen it throughout the state, numerous examples throughout the state of Florida, that once these people get involved in the system, it's so difficult to get out. And the judges just take the word of whoever's there. When DCF comes in, many times these judges who are not willing to stand their ground and really question these people as to their intent, true motives, and what their qualifications are. I mean, I've had so many examples of these DCF workers that this is their first job. It's a very low-paying job. They really have inadequate training. They have no psychological training, investigative training to properly do their job.
So they don't really have any standing. I mean, they and from what I've seen, would it be a true statement? Basically, these people, I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, but these people just flat out lie.
Yes, and it's the same thing with the that happens, not always, but obviously that is there, that incentive is there to go in and lie. You know, it's almost like, and then once they lie, they kind of get backed into a corner, and then they have to keep lying, and then they keep perpetuating the lie. And basically, the whole court system, they're all involved in this whole government system as well. And no one, it's just so much easier to go along to get along that unless you
have... Okay, hold that thought, and Lisa, and we'll be right back after the break.
¶¶ World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Well, we're back from break, and I have Lisa Macy, an attorney out of Florida, online with us today. And you were stating that, you know, when the DCF people or the child people come, basically the first thing before you open the door, your recommendation is to call an attorney, right?
Absolutely, or if they don't know their rights. And the best thing is for them to find out what their rights are before they even do that.
Well, now, Greg got involved because his daughter just had an accident, and if I understand it, when you go to the hospital, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the child enforcement people show up on any sort of an accident that your child is treated at the hospital. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
No, it's not.
It's only if there is a call made suspecting abuse.
So, like if you had a dog bite or another instance where a child fell off of a thing and injured her shoulder and the DCF people, but you're exposing yourself out there, so I guess would not be the good advice then if the DCF show up at the hospital is get a hold of an attorney?
Absolutely, and not to voluntarily make a statement.
Is to actually say, I'm waiting an attorney and I'm waiting an assistant to counsel and I'm not going to talk to you, period.
Yes, and typically what happens is the DCF, with my experiences, I do not permit my clients to make statements to to any members of the Department of Children and Families without my being there. Mm-hmm. And when there are interviews, they have the right to have an attorney present. They have the right to audio tape everything that's being said. This way the reports accurately reflect the statements that are made because frequently they do not.
Well, the next question that I would ask you, because We know that there are, at least from my perspective anyway, I don't know if you would care to answer this, but there are a lot of attorneys out there that are part of this process that have a great amount of money to be made by basically not upholding the rights of the clients because, you know, they get paid by the system.
Well, you're right. It's easier to go along than to go along and get along. But there are people out there, judges and attorneys, who are willing to take a stand and willing to expose individuals who make the American justice system a mockery. The only problem is that they are few and far between.
So therein lies the question, how does one identify those?
They will just have to speak with the attorneys and interview them and find out what their positions are. They may be able to get typically them through referrals on other websites and things of that nature that agree with their position, for example, with DCF.
Do you have anything on your webpage, or do you do any referrals or anything along those lines?
Because things involving DCF, I do have a website that's an excellent website, and it contains a manual for parents, and that's ConnecticutDCFWatch.com.
Okay,
that's not my website, but it is an excellent website that contains a manual for parents and cases, constitutional provisions.
Because the areas that I've been involved with is most people really are clueless when this happens. I mean they're just just like Gregory. His family's doing his thing and he doesn't want vaccinations. And then they hold all of these things. He doesn't have a TV at home and he'd like to do homeschooling. And all these things are somehow turned into being a crime when these people
and
show up.
I don't know. If Greg is part of homeschooling legal defense I'm trying to remember the initials, HLSDA. That's another organization that does assist parents because frequently parents of homeschoolers are the subject of these DCF allegations because their children are being homeschooled. But that's another organization to look into. I know they have a website.
One of the things that really bothers me because in looking into several of them that I've just limited that I've been involved with, these people are doing flat-out lies under oath. It's perjury, and nobody prosecutes them.
That's correct. We have that with DCF. We have those experiences with the sheriff's officers. We have those experiences in family court as well with guardians ad litem, psychologists coming in to testify as so-called experts.
So how do we deal with this? I mean if they can just like this
become active, preserve, know what their rights are, and stand on their rights. And also with regard to having competent legal counsel, in my opinion, is certainly essential to the process because, you know, no matter how much someone reads the cases and the rules as a non-attorney, it really helps to have an attorney. And again, someone willing to take a stand, someone who is in line with their philosophy and their position on things. Because if you get an attorney involved who doesn't really care, who's just in there for the money and who has a different agenda and point of view than what you're seeking, you're not going to meet the ends that or the desired result that you intend to achieve.
Well, I guess what's astounding to me is like this Megan Gallagher that got his case and I think it was 24 or 26 other cases, felony charges filed, and she walks out the door with paying $2,990 for some false vouchers, and they have called a community control, which is not probation, for a year, and she walks out the door. I mean, that's almost nothing. And she's free. And look at the havoc she's caused.
Yes.
Anyway,
lives are ruined. That's in family court and in juvenile court.
Hold just a minute. We are going on break, and then we'll be back, and then we'll have a real long segment here. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, this is Ralph Winterroad back from break, and have a guest to Lisa Macy, and we have two callers online here. Do you have any problem answering questions, Lisa?
Not at all, Ralph.
Okay, Sam from West Virginia first. Go ahead, Sam.
Hello, Ralph.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to make one quick comment. You had mentioned about homeschooling. There's a group, I do believe you're out of Illinois, called the Ecclesiastic Law Center. And they base their lawsuits their defenses actually on biblical law, and I know that they've had about a dozen cases where they've actually represented homeschoolers, and they've never lost the case in court because they use ecclesiastic law, which is biblical law, and the courts don't want to recognize that. And I don't want to get into it real deep tonight because I'm sure you don't have a lot of time. But anyway. They actually had two cases in Michigan where the people in Michigan, there were two different families, and the one family tried to use the constitutional law as a basis, and the court said no. But when they used the another family used the exact same case, used ecclesiastic law, and they won the case. So
okay,
why don't you
give the email? It's Ralph at JustBelly.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm on your special email group.
Okay, why don't you email me on that, and I'll take a look at it, and maybe we'll do a show or something on that.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay, thanks for calling, Sam. And we have Lisa in Florida, which is an attorney. Go ahead, Lisa, or Liz.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Liz Cates.
Liz Cates.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, how are you, Liz?
How are you? How nice that you're on another show. Lisa has a great show here in Florida, which I listen to all the time. I noticed while I was listening that you mentioned the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and since I happen to have their website and address right at hand, and I thought it would be real useful for your listeners, I thought I would just call in and give you that information,
yes,
because they're wonderful
be
when it comes to DCF and homeschool issues, family privacy issues, wonderful. Chris Klicka, K-L-I-C-K-A, is the lawyer who leads that group. He's wonderful. And their website is at www.hslda.org, and they're the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and they also have very good tips for parents when they're contacted by DCF and what to do and who to contact for assistance. Very, very, very good organization.
Liz, do you practice in family law in Florida?
I do a little family law. I do some other things. I'm a lawyer here in Florida, yeah. I also homeschool my children, and once in a while I come on Lisa's show.
Ah, so you do the homeschooling too?
Yes, I do.
And Liz has had her share as an attorney of run-ins just as a result of her children being homeschooled, being stopped for truancy because it's daytime and her
when they were little,
are,
they used
not
to get
in school.
The police used to stop them in the morning when they'd go on their morning jog regularly. Once in a while, bring them home. Yeah, it was constant.
So would it be fair to say that if you're an attorney and you start to stand up for this, the rights of people or your own rights, you're going to run into some major problems?
Well, the thing is, in a lot of these cases, and it's very important for everyone to realize this, is they have to know their rights in advance. Because once you, as Lisa had said earlier, once you open the door to the social worker or you say okay, or you agree to go along, or you buy into the we're going to help you, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, then you're basically consenting to their involvement, and that's when you have a problem. You've got to all of these kinds of cases have to be handled well right from the very start. Even before they start, you've got to be ready to assert your rights, and you have to know your rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because to get anything overturned on appeal is extremely, extremely difficult, and your chances of winning on an appeal after the fact, you know, because an appeal is based on the record below, and if there's not a proper record made, then you're not going to win an appeal. And most of these things don't even want to get to the point of going to trial on them if they're handled properly before anything starts. This is even, you know, that you know your rights or you have proper representation before you have your first contact with DCF.
Mm-hmm. But, boy, it's so difficult. You know, from my experience anyway, I would say that most people are clueless on really what their rights are.
Yeah, and they think someone from DCF is there and they're from the government and they're there to help. And that's a common misconception.
Yeah, what they're there is to steal your children and make money.
There's a big problem right now in that there's a lot. This goes through all the courts, and it's not just a dependency or juvenile court, but it's also in the family courts. There are a lot of people who make a living, make a lot of money by so-called helping, you know. And basically what it boils down to is meddling. They don't really have anything productive to offer, and they just want to get involved and sort of utter opinions about other people's lives and children and how they should live. And there's a lot of money to be made doing this. And Lisa touched on a little bit what's going on in some of these courts, too, with the guardians ad litem and the forensic custody evaluators and this, the therapeutic jurisprudence psychologists who get appointed. All of these people, it's like a feeder industry, feeding off of a captive audience. They can't get people to voluntarily pay money for their services, such as they are. And so they found inroads in the court system, which basically give them a captive audience. They're also, by the way, expanding out into drug court-type things now, which everyone should be aware of, in the criminal courts, where
very
you get diverted into different kinds of therapy instead of a punishment system, which has believe it or not, some very bad drawbacks, because if you're innocent, you are going to have a harder time standing on your rights and getting a trial and getting due process, because there'd be a lot of pressure, especially if you can't afford attorneys, and fighting lawsuits can be expensive. And if you can't afford that, then there's a lot of pressure to, you know, go into these diversionary things.
Well, I thought something was quite interesting, because I provide resource materials that we filed in, that the judge is not an independent judge, and I was real interested to see what would happen. And I found it extremely interesting that he emptied the courtroom and then brought in a circuit court, a appellate judge from above that's technically not bound by the cooperative agreements. And so they did, these people didn't get their way with him, and of course they weren't real happy in the court. But they're sitting there, from my perspective, as vultures sitting there waiting to snatch away five children.
It's very interesting, because one of the things that we found useful and that everyone out there can use is to have a court watch program. Because what you'll find is that the judges, the attorneys involved, and any other peripheral individuals involved in the court system or in that particular court action appear to act very differently when there is a group out there watching, taking notes, reporting back to the governor, to the chief judge, to the Judicial Qualifications Committee, and most importantly, to the media. They do not like having their actions reported to the media, as we've seen recently with the Anna Nicole case.
Well, how do we turn it around? Because these judges, I'm sorry to say it, you know, I mean, everybody always say all the attorneys are bad, and that's not so, because I have some up in Alaska that have helped me tremendously in understanding what's going on. But they say, you know, a few of them that I've talked to, some of the top criminal lawyers in Alaska, say basically the problems is the people, and there are only so the attorneys can only go so far, otherwise they'll lose their license.
That's correct. You know, attorneys who speak out, we see across the country, are frequently silenced in one way or another.
Yeah.
Or they're sanctioned with bar complaints,
loss of their bar license.
Right. So then,
if they speak out too actively or too openly, then there will be consequences. Just like you said, anyone who is an activist, and that happened too.
And see, just like I'll bet you, that's probably the first motion that's ever been filed in Florida for a motion for an independent judge with attached documents that showed conclusively that the judge is basically, his decision is being scrutinized by some other flunky employee in the federal or state system. In Alaska, it goes down to the Social Security Director in Region 10, and the judge is not independent, and he's not supposed to be adjudicating over anything of which he has a pecuniary interest in.
Are your judges elected there in Alaska?
I'm sorry, say again?
The family court judges and the juvenile court judges, are they elected in Alaska?
Yes, they are, but if you can believe, everybody says they vote against them, and they always make it, and they're superior court judges up here. That's what those are the ones that typically handle, and they handle all of the child custody. They don't break it down like they do in Florida.
Are they contested elections by party or...
They just put in whether to retain them or not.
Okay, so it's typically a selection process, and then they come up for a retention vote.
Yeah, they actually run them through the Bar Association, which limits just to the ones that the governor can do. And then when the governor makes the selection from that, a lot of times the governor doesn't like what they're given, but they're stuck the way the system is set up. Because we don't get a lot of the attorneys that would like to be a judge, that would actually operate for like they're supposed to, they don't ever get a chance to become a judge.
Well, one thing that you had talked about, you had asked about solutions, Ralph, and one of the solutions is certainly for people to contact the media, to call in and do things like with your show, when they have problems, when they see things going on with a judge or a particular psychologist, guardian ad litem, or any problems in the court system, they have to do whatever they can to make it known to others what's going on. Because frequently, when the system operates within secrecy and when no one else is watching, that's when a lot of tyranny occurs and injustice, and they just figure, well, we could do whatever we want because there's really no one watching. And it's the same thing with the laws. As the laws come up, with the legislature in these areas. People have to go and review them and see what's going on with Congress, like with these cooperative agreements and with the family court laws and the dependency court laws. They have to be aware of what's going on in the processes and make them known to their legislatures as well.
Well, you know, one of the problems, and you're right, the problem is us. See, like in Alaska, they've had these closed-door meetings. They wouldn't allow anybody in there. And when they finally opened them up, because they had one case got so horrendously bad up here that they had to actually open the courtroom. And, of course, I attended two of them, and I got through out of both of them because I was just sitting there. You can't take cameras, can't do anything, and I'm just sitting there taking notes because I'm looking for the words. These guys are talking in codes. I've done this enough now that I'm trying to figure out how they do it. And so anyway, went outside, and next thing I know, I come in. They said, well, you mentioned the name of the child. And I said, that's not so. And I don't even know the name of the child. And next thing you know, I'm out of the case. I'm out of the courtroom because they don't want anybody in there that, the average person, you know, being an attorney is a specialized area of law, and everything is all codified, and all they talk in terms. It's foreign, it's Greek to most people. They're clueless.
Absolutely.
And they have no idea what they're saying. I mean, they just like I do IRS things, and they don't understand the language. So how can they? And they don't know what's going on.
Yes.
They have no chance. They have no chance. That's what I'm seeing.
If someone goes into court without an attorney, the system is certainly stacked against them.
I mean, I do things that attorneys can't do because I happen to know that there's not one judge in Alaska has a proper oath of office. He doesn't even have a civil commission. He's never been appointed to do anything. I operate in documents, and like I say, some of these attorneys I talk to said, well, that's the fight for you, for the people. And if you put up with this nonsense, then we deserve what we get.
Absolutely.
Because that's why
they have to know their rights. There's so much information available out there on the internet that they could go on and read. And especially if someone gets, even if, you know, a lot of these DCF things come up unknowingly, like you said. No one expects to take their child to the hospital and all of a sudden be confronted by a police officer or a DCF, Division of Children and Families worker, someone, a child protective investigator. So they have to know before that comes up that they need to read and know their rights, or at least before they speak to anyone from the government doing any sort of investigation, any type of questions, they need to contact an attorney and find out what their rights are before they speak to them.
Or be homeschooled and be taught these things at home because they don't teach people these things. It's not taught. They are totally clueless because I've taught classes up here and people just they have no idea, and I sit and watch them over there in class. They watch a little film, and they say, "Do you understand all the rights that's been presented?" And it's all nonsense. And you can ask them, and they have no idea what they just said, what they agreed to.
Right, because like I say, if you don't know your rights, you just don't have any rights.
Let me ask you this: like in Greg's case, innocently, you have a dog bite. You take your child to the hospital. That's what you're going to do. That's what doctors do, right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's their specialty. Now, you had no idea that this gal is going to file a false charge and get the ball rolling. And once this ball gets started, how do you stop this thing?
Well, I would have to get more information with Greg, but I'm sure there were mistakes made at the beginning. I don't know if she interviewed the parents, if she interviewed the child, and then what steps were taken frequently. Once people get involved in the system, their charges filed, they seek to enter into a consent agreement, and that's a big problem if they enter into that and don't stand on their rights and plead not guilty and demand a trial.
Mm-hmm. That's my next question. I was looking into a case here in Alaska. They never have a trial by jury. They're terminating fundamental rights based on a preponderance of evidence, actually a lower standard than that because they've all contracted for money. How, and the Supreme Court has held that you can't do that. That's a fundamental right.
Oh, absolutely.
You must have an independent fact finder called a jury, and I guarantee you these DCF people in Alaska could never stand the scrutiny of being under oath and providing any real evidence on a clear and concise evidence level.
Well, they don't have jury trials in Florida either on termination of parental rights.
I'm sorry, they do or do
they,
not?
They do not.
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled that they do, and I was looking in Westlaw, and there's about 103 cases that support it's a fundamental right, and you have to have a higher standard than the preponderance of evidence where it's 50-50, you against me.
Yes, there's definitely a higher standard. If they're not adhering to that standard in Alaska, then it's time for a challenge to the law.
Well, I'm going to. Absolutely, and I'm going to. That's one of the things that Greg is. He demanded a trial by jury, and they said no. And he's up in the appellate court. I forget what it's called down there right now, but
the District Court of Appeals.
District Court of Appeals, and he has an absolute fundamental right. They could not terminate fundamental rights by this nonsense of these people. These child folks. Child custody people, they aren't even public officers. They're not elected. You can't fire them. You can't do anything. They're like the plague.
Now, have Greg and his wife, have their parental rights been terminated?
No, we stopped that there by filing a motion for an independent judge and also filed into an appeal. He has a right to trial by jury based on the Supreme Court and decisions, and that the judge had he's violated the law because he's abiding by a regulation where the executive and judicial have a contract behind the scenes. We'll be back, and we're going to break, and we'll be back in a final minute here with two attorneys out of Florida.
Sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ralph, we're back from break, and I have Lisa in as a guest, and I think, Liz, you're still there, too?
Hello. I'm here.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we filed in down there in Greg's is a CFR that specifically states that the courts and the law enforcement officials, and, of course, they mention Indian tribes, it's mandatory that they have a cooperative agreement, which is a contract. It's a private law contract for money. And the courts are supposed to be judicial. Law enforcement is supposed to be on the executive side, and that's totally unconstitutional.
No, they're supposed exactly. You're right. They're supposed to be independent.
But they're not going to overturn it. That's the bottom line to that. Because the courts are dependent on funding, and they can't operate without them, and all of these government agencies. And that's the reality.
And that's something the public needs to know, too, because it's one thing to be in favor of limited government and saving taxes, but you also know that the only thing that stands between you and your rights is an independent and strong judiciary, and the public has to support the judiciary.
But they're supposed to be paid. I mean, in Alaska, they make about $130,000 a year, and in 15 years, they're guaranteed they're to be a millionaire. That was 10 years ago by their retirement.
It's not just the salaries of the judges, which, you know, you need to understand, too. They're lower than what they could make in private practice a lot of times as lawyers. But it's the staff, and it's the facilities, and it's having, you know, the courtrooms and enough judges. So it's not just about individual judges' salaries, but it's about supporting the entire judiciary, because the judiciary is what protects the public's rights.
And, Ralph, before we go, I'd like to give out some websites.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the first one I wanted to give out, Liz Cates, who's on the line, she has a wonderful website. It's called thelizlibrary.org, and there's a wealth of information on there. Liz has done extensive research in the family courts and constitutional issues regarding psychologists, therapists, and their abuse in the family courts, the so-called guardian ad litems, and topics on various family laws. There's also an individual, her name is Paige Hodson, which is close to you. She's out of Anchorage. And she has a website called Custody Prep for Moms. And also wanted to give out my website, which is www.lisamacci.com.
Could you email me those two? Because I got about 2,000 people when I touch a key here that are on different types of emails that I provide, a list. Because I would like to spread that out, because we need help, folks. I mean, you know, it may be crass to say, I know there are some children out there absolutely that are being abused. I don't deny that at all. But I'm telling you unequivocally from the things that I've seen, they are kidnapping children and they're selling them for money. They're moving them into pedophile rings. I've seen it in Alaska. I'm helping one lady up here. A one-year-old girl was sexually molested in a foster home and nothing happened. Who happened to that person? Who touches a one-year-old girl? You're beyond sick. You're just we don't do
that. That's horrible, and these foster homes are horrible. And one of my things has always been, why aren't parents given actual financial help when they're struggling and real services? And then people who want to make money by taking in children who are, some of them are just, you know, that's how they earn a living. They make money by having these. That's disgraceful, and the parents can't get help.
And also, we want to enforce our constitutional rights, because these dependency courts and the family courts are intruding further and further into the family's fundamental right of privacy and the family liberty interest.
Well, they are, and I thank you both for being on the show, and maybe we'll set up another time here. By the way, I want to mention I'll be going Monday show, and then I'll be moving to Sunday to a different time, and thank you both for calling in. And the people know not all attorneys are bad. There are some out there. We just got to find you.
It was our pleasure. Thanks so much, Ralph.
Okay, thank you both. And that's the end of the show, and we'll see everybody Monday.